This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The three big U.S. airlines, American, United, and Delta, are engaged in what has become an open dispute with rivals in the Persian Gulf. The U.S. carriers claim the Gulf airlines are rigging competition by getting billions of dollars in aid from their governments, aid they allege that is unfair and possibly illegal. Both sides have made their case to U.S. officials, who are now considering how to respond. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
International travel is governed by treaties known as open skies agreements. Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly says the agreements between countries basically facilitate unfettered competition among airlines.
The airlines from either country can fly as much as they want to the other country. They don't have to ask special permission to do that.
For the legacy carriers, American, United, and Delta, open skies agreements have brought about lucrative partnerships with European counterparts.
When you fly between the U.S. and the U.K., you might be on American and you might be on British Airways because they've basically merged their operations in those markets.
Open Skies has benefited Persian Gulf carriers, too. Emirates, Qatar, and Etihad Airlines recently expanded their European routes. That's raised alarm bells over at the legacy carriers. They've created a group called the Partnership for Open and Fair Skies, arguing that the Gulf carriers are competing unfairly, thanks to an alleged $42 billion in aid from their oil-rich governments. Jill Zuckman is the alliance's spokesperson.
With the Gulf carriers being floated by their governments, they can fly routes that don't make economic sense, and they do it at the expense of U.S. carriers.
The U.S. airlines want the Gulf carriers to freeze their expansion into the U.S. and for the American government to negotiate permanent changes. The Gulf airlines say the Americans are shedding crocodile tears.
The legacy carriers themselves benefit from massive federal, state, and local government support of their own.
That's Tim Clark, the CEO of Emirates Airlines. At a press conference earlier this year, he said the American carriers should stop complaining and start competing.
The legacy carriers are earning record profits. Why couldn't they have spent that improving what they do? Investing in comfortable seats and all the things that Emirates prides itself on doing. It's not difficult, gentlemen.
Both sides have been giving an earful to the Department of Transportation. Now, with the public comment period closed, everyone's waiting to see how the U.S. government will respond. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.